SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Boeing Starliner spacecraft continuing to have problems. Here's Keith Peters.
Two astronauts are spending extra time at the International Space Station as NASA and Boeing troubleshoot capsule problems that popped up on the way there. The veteran astronauts expected to stay for a week or so at the space station during a test flight of Boeing's new Starliner capsule, the first with a crew. But their return trip has been put on hold while the thruster trouble and helium leaks are analyzed. On Friday, NASA said there's no rush to bring the astronauts home and more tests on the ground would be done first. Keith Peters reporting.
Democrats do have a major problem, and most are admitting it following his dismal performance in Thursday's debate. Party leaders wondering what to do now about President Biden and whether he should be convinced to step down. Also, at SRNNews.com, could be very soon now, a lawmaker from the state of Florida might need to find a new home state. Bob Agnew explains.
Two politicians known to be on Donald Trump's vice presidential list, Senator Marco Rubio and Representative Byron Donalds, are from Florida. That's where the former president also lives. And that's leaving open a scenario where his running mate would have to move if the Republican ticket wins. The U.S. Constitution prohibits the president and vice president from residing in the same state. If the situation were not handled properly, the 12th Amendment could prevent the 30 Florida electors from casting their vote if Republicans win the state. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S., European, and Arab mediators pressing to keep stepped-up cross-border attacks between Israel and Hezbollah terrorists from growing into a wider Middle East war. Hopes are lagging now for a ceasefire. With that in mind, American diplomats are warning Hezbollah about taking a military stand. This is SRN News. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, well, they're at it again.
The prominent atheist organization is pressuring the Bartlett, Tennessee Police Department to paint over a Bible verse on display inside headquarters. Underneath an American flag on one wall are inscribed the words, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." The foundation claims that the verse is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A lawsuit might be coming if the police don't give in. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge striking down a Montana law that defines sex as only male or female, finding it was technically unconstitutional. District Court Judge Shane Vanetta ruled the statute, passed last year, violated the state constitution because the description of the legislation didn't clearly state its purpose. Transgender plaintiffs had challenged that law. This is SRN News. You might think it's maybe sharks or any other problem like that, but what's the greatest danger for beachgoers? John Scott explains.
Stinging jellyfish and sharks on the hunt are some ocean hazards that might typically worry beachgoers, but rip currents account for the most beach rescues every year. Six people drowned in rip currents over a recent two-day period in Florida. About 100 people drown from rip currents along U.S. beaches each year. That's according to the U.S. Life Saving Association, and more than 80% of beach rescues annually involve rip currents. John Scott reporting.
You wouldn't want to be on a beach when this thing hits shore. Tropical Storm Beryl is chugging toward the Caribbean now. Forecasters say very likely soon to become a major hurricane. Forecasters say Beryl could be devastating. More details at srnnews.com.